right.
So, I have a stat, or should I just read it?
Yeah, just read it. Yeah.
Okay, black men are killed by St. Louis police at a rate of 9 per 100,000 people in a population. The U.S. murder rate is 5 per 100,000. So that means a black man in St. Louis is nearly twice as likely to be killed by police as the average American is being killed by anyone.
That's...
boom.
Yeah. Let's take another minute.
Yeah?
Just to let that soak in. I can't. All right, so... a little bit off the topic, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see how I introduce this story. So, I think interracial dating is something that we should talk about more often and, like, more seriously. And, like, there are ways to do it, and I just haven't figured out the best way.
Okay.
But I'm going to talk about a bunch.
Yeah.
So, I had one of those things that happened to me, or at least in my mind, yesterday that would only happen in an interracial relationship.
Okay.
So you ready?
I'm ready.
I haven't told Khadijah this story. And it's not...
well, just get to the damn story.
Okay, you like to build things up. It doesn't have anything to do with my partner.
Okay, I was about to say...
No.
He cut that...
it doesn't have anything to do with my... it has nothing to do with my partner or my partner's family.
Wonderful.
It has to do with the fact that they're white. And okay. I'm not. Mm-hmm. And so the things that trigger me are not going to trigger them.
Right.
The things that I'm listening to, they're not listening to or catching. And they're Jewish. So, like, the same thing happens when there are anti-Semitic things. I'm like,
yeah,
over my head, or, like, I'll notice it, but I won't be affected by it.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. So, anyway, this family, we were all hanging out, and they're, like, really into, like, folk and, like, country and stuff like that. And, like, I like it, too. Like, literally, my partner and I were just talking before the family came home. We were talking about Valerie June, which is a black folk artist that we really, really like. And we were just talking about her.
Yeah.
And they turn on the TV, and then we just start listening to these bands, and they're playing music. It's this event called Farm Aid. And it's, like, a fundraiser for family farms. And they have all this, like, that kind of music, you know? Now, the whole time that they're playing music, one of the guys that's playing in the band, his shirt says Resist on it, and they don't show the audience, so I'm like, it kind of looks like it's a filmed thing, like maybe like an award show, but I can hear the audience, and I didn't see the audience, which also is, like, very important to see. Anyway, so there's a smaller band that plays, and then... who is it? It's Neil Young comes out and plays. He's a big famous guy, whatever. And he was all right. And then Willie Nelson comes out. And I'm like, Willie Nelson, you know, long pigtails.
Yeah,
he's
we
the
know
hippie.
This motherfucker.
Okay, so you have thoughts about him already.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think of Willie Nelson as the guy that smokes weed. He's the guy that hangs out with Snoop Dogg. What?
I don't know where you've been.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So... he starts singing a song.
Okay.
And it's originally by Toby Keith, or it's written by Toby Keith.
Okay.
I'm going to try to do this where I can play this here. It's called Beer for My Horses.
Okay.
So we're just going to listen to it until we can't. Okay.
Somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far. Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see. Tall oak tree.
I literally just got like a lump in my throat.
What?
Listening to that. So.
And Toby Keith is.
Toby Keith wrote it, and it's a duet with Willie Nelson, and Willie Nelson played it. And I don't know if you heard the lyrics, but I'm just gonna read you the second verse of the song lyrics. It says, "Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for his wicket that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round all up them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see." The rest of the song is called Beer for My Horses because the rest of the song, it's four more verses, is about celebrating what they had done at bars, and they say whiskey for my man and a beer for my horses.
But y'all the same ones that like to say rap is violent and rap is this and that and third, and it's like you're saying this with mono, but yeah. What?
So it's literally a pro-lynching song, in my opinion. So we sit there and watch Willie Nelson, and he's singing this, and I'm watching this, and I'm hearing this. And, like, this was a big hit, mind you. When it came out, I think it came out in 2008. Yeah.
Wow.
Came out in 2008. It was a big hit. It's literally, that was his greatest hits album that I just played that off of. Greatest hits? Pro-lynching? Toby Keith is also was the headliner for Trump's inauguration. Just was to put that in perspective. And I'm like, Willie Nelson is singing a Toby Keith cover. He know, you know, whatever. I'm like, what? Does he know what the fuck is he saying?
Willie Nelson knows.
Willie Nelson knows.
He probably
wrote the song. Everybody who's listening, and like, I think about the music that I listen to, and I like some fucked up music where I'm like, I'm singing along, but I don't agree with what they're saying. And I'm like, is this what it is? And I'm like going through all this stuff in my head and anxiety. Mind you, this is like his third song, and we watched the whole set. So the whole time we're watching the set, I'm thinking about that song and those lyrics. And while that song was going, and no, nothing against, you know, my partner's mother or anything, it's a pit song, but she was like singing along and whatever, like humming it, and I'm just like, ah, like I need to like interrupt and be tell you like this is fucked up, you know, like I it was a lot, it was just a lot. And then afterwards I brought it up kind of in conversation because the music was still going, another band, another song was playing, and I was like, yeah, like that song that he sang earlier was really messed up. And everybody was like, I mean, and then we moved on. I was like, I have to go.
So you do agree that it was wrong?
Like, yeah, it is fucked up. Okay. But yeah, like, it's not okay.
I mean, the fucked up, when I think about fucked up,
that's fucked up.
That's fucked up. Like
that's fucked up.
That's not casual fucked up.
No.
It's like, you know the history of my race.
Right.
In but America.
And then here's my thing where I can understand the thing is like, okay, well, you don't share that. You know, but I'm like, but you understand. I don't know. And I don't expect you to turn it off. I don't expect you to hate your favorite song.
Well,
you know?
It's no different than if I'm watching a show and they're like gay bashing. Just because I'm not gay doesn't mean like I should be casually like okay with it. You know, it's just like, what?
It was a moment. It was. So it fucked me up that night or when it was happening. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I gotta get out of here, you know. So I just, you know, I went home to go to sleep, truly.
Yeah.
But I was kind of anxious, and so immediately I looked up Willie Nelson. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Because that's not who I remember, who I thought he was. And I found an article on page 6. Let me find it again.
So I guess bringing it to, like, interracial relationships, it's like, how...
So the reason I brought up interracial relationships is because this wouldn't have... I honestly don't think that, like, I would have even heard this... I wouldn't have watched that program.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, we all would have caught that.
And would you have felt more comfortable, like, saying, like, what the fuck is this?
I think the TV would have been turned off.
Yeah. And let's say that it did listen. Like, someone did listen. Like, I feel like you would have maybe been more comfortable to say...
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't. It was just one of those moments where I was just like, is this what whiteness is?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this what white people do?
Yeah.
Is that what you sing about? Like, everybody in the audience is snapping. Even in the room I'm in, there's a harmony.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, is this just like, oh, it's just a song thing? Or like, because I'm listening to this, like, this is like, directly attacking and like bringing up some like really scary shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. And like now I'm like recording this, I'm like, how much of this do I want to publish? You know what I mean? Because I don't want to be. But this did happen.
But it did happen. And it's not, like you said, it's not attacking. It's really not them. About it's them. More like, it's like your feelings and.
Yeah.
That's important, and it is like if for people who out there are, who are in interracial relationships, like happens. I've had friends say that they've been with someone that's called them a nigga.
What?
Yeah. So a friend, he was having sex with a girl.
Oh, I've heard this story. And that was crazy.
She was saying nigga, and it's like he said he just experienced shock. But then you're like, what? Like, what did you just say? I don't know. I'm not saying...
Yeah.
No. So, like, what do you say in an interracial relationship when something offends you in your
about
culture?
That? Well, in my experience, and, like, I say it, like, I felt okay to say it, but for some reason, I was just like, did nobody catch that?
You weren't prepared for the reaction.
I wasn't prepared for the fucking song to say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, most of my anxiety was spiked because I was like, Willie Nelson? You know what I mean? And then the other part was like, can we turn this off?
Yeah.
But the whole family's jamming.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? Like, and then, on top of everything, after a few songs into a set, everybody that played in the show, the farm aid show, came out to sing some songs with him. And guess who walks out? Valerie June, the black folk artist that we were just talking about before it started. So I'm like, if I'm feeling this way and I'm on the couch, how does she feel? Is she overstaying? Is this something else?
Or
is this like a Wild Wild West thing? Like, what is... I don't know. How are you dealing with this?
I'm on the couch freaking out. Kind of story, like being black in country music, because
even Beyonce was on in country music for 4 minutes on stage and had to experience
so
all
much
that
fucking
shit.
Hate. She's not country music, but you like let Taylor Swift come in there and win all your awards, who literally is not country music.
Right.
Hasn't been her past few albums. Not that
white.
I keep up with this bitch, but
she's white.
Yeah.
I'm kind of jumping around because I'm still in a state of confusion because this happened last night. Like this happened. This literally happened last night. I woke up and went to work. So it's just like, I still haven't really processed it. Like, I don't think that they like are like, yeah, let's hang them, da 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 da. I think they're like, oh, this is a pretty song. The way that they did it was better than what we listened to.
Yeah.
But still, I don't know. It's just, like, so triggering for me.
It is. I
feel like that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
If I weren't in my situations. You know what I mean? Like, if I weren't in that house, I guess.
Well, there's some people on my timeline that are in a couple of interracial relationships. Some of them have biracial kids. And, they don't understand, like, protests. They don't understand Black Lives Matter.
The
they don't understand
people?
That they're white and that, but their children are essentially going to be looked at as black.
Yeah.
And they don't understand black issues.
Interesting. Can I also state, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go.
Can I also state that, like, the family is very pro-protest.
Yeah.
And was very, like,
yeah.
So the first thing that the mom said when she came in, she was like, well, she said, hey, like, oh my God, how are you doing? And then I was like, I'm fine, whatever. And she was like, no, like, how are you doing? Because there's a lot of stuff going on. And like, we're friends on Facebook. She sees everything that I post, whatever, and interacts with me on there, whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, like, for real, how are you doing? And I was like, I mean, I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
And so then we started talking about the protests, and she was like, I'm really happy that they came out here to Chesterfield, went into the, you know, went in, or
okay.
they, you know, did everything. Then she said, that you got to hit them with a white man hurts. She was mad that the news people sent out black reporters, which I agree with. So you sent out the black people to, like, go incognito and, like, audience. Are you serious?
Okay.
Anyway, so I will say, like, that makes me feel comfortable because our
conversations
flow.
Yeah.
But then I heard that song, and the song, the thing, that was the thing that fucked me up.
Yeah.
So, sorry. So after that, I got to investigating Willie Nelson, and all I did was type in Google, Willie Nelson racist, and I saw this article. There's a country artist. His name is Charlie Pride, who's black, and Willie Nelson apparently... throughout their friendship in the industry, gave him a nickname. Are you ready for the nickname that he called this man? In public, often.
Let's go.
It's also noted that it came out in public often. Also, this came out in an interview where Charlie Pride, who was 78 at the time of the interview, showed his phone to see like, yeah, he calls me this. Like, look. You ready?
Go.
Super nigger.
What? What? You walk up to someone and you're like, what?
So, there's a couple problems in this one because Charlie Pride defends it. I'll read the article from page 6. Legendary country singer Charlie Pride doesn't know why people care that Willie Nelson used to call him Super Nigger. Quote, Willie did call me that. It was his term of affection for me. He'd say, hey, Super Nigger, but here, look at this, the annoyed 78-year-old recently told Dallas Observer before showing the reporter his phone. You see that there? What does it say? Can you read it? He continued before pulling up a photo of Nelson with the inscription, to the next number one country singer, Charlie Pride, your friend Willie Nelson. I'm not even going to read the rest of the article. No. These are two lost niggas right now.
This is why I'm saying, like, people, like, being black in country, like, is that just what it is? That you just...
accept that? That's ridiculous. What? I mean, I'm 78.
And so that means you've really experienced
like Jim Crow era racism.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? But it could be like the sheriff, what is his name? David Clark or what's his name?
I don't know.
The Milwaukee sheriff. Where like he's literally like an Uncle Ruckus from the Boondocks. God. Like, it could really be that. Like, he wears cowboy hats, and not just that, but just like what he's done.
But that. So, yeah, I mean, this maybe is something that should be open to discussion. I don't know. Like, I would not have been in that situation.
Number one.
I also would have, I don't know. I wish that in that moment, like, one, I was drinking less. So I could, like, speak up and, like, have a sober mind about things and just, you know, talk right out. But, like, also, like, everybody needs to boycott Willie Nelson. Like, what?
He's been canceled for so long. That's what I'm like.
I, like, don't know what. This is new. This is just new to me.
I
don't get
it. I think, like, if you do a fake apology or whatever, that it's just, like, acceptable. But in his case, he's never even done that. Mm. So it's just, like, I was watching Real Housewives of Auckland, which is New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And there's only one. Well, first of all, they never really have mixed race casts. Mm-hmm. So it was very surprising. There's a woman from Iran. And then there's a woman who's, like, her nationality is Jamaican. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she's from, like, London. Mm-hmm. And someone was referencing when the Iranian woman was helping her on a boat. They're doing, like, they were on a yacht. And the New Zealand, I don't know what she's called, New Zealander, she said,
the Kiwi woman.
Stop acting as if you're her house nigger or boat nigger. That's what she said.
To who?
A boat nigger. I was like, and they bleeped it out in the show, so I really didn't know. I knew, and my mom, like, she definitely said nigger. She definitely said it. And I had to look it up online. But I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then she immediately, when she saw that, like, the black woman was upset, well, I didn't mean it. It was just a joke. And then starts to cry and apologize. And I've never said this word before, but it came out like...
It sure the fuck came out
like nothing. Say it. Also, this woman writes books, children's books, for to help kids get over, like, racial inequality.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about PewDiePie real quick?
Yes.
So I didn't know what the fuck a PewDiePie was.
I did.
I knew it was YouTube. That PewDiePie was a thing. I didn't know it was
the highest person on YouTube, most subscribers.
I don't care. Anyway. Yeah. So PewDiePie. I knew remember that there was something about Nazis and PewDiePie, but I'm like, oh, that's a 4chan, something 4chan-y.
Yep.
Then he was playing some live stream game, camera on him and everything, and what did he say? Oh, nigger.
He was about to say, he was winning, and he was like, oh, that's my nick, and then he literally stopped. And he was like, damn, I just promised I was going to do better.
No, that was after. After the first time he said nigger.
Oh, this so it was multiple times.
Yeah, so he straight up said, like, oh, fucking nigger or something like that, because he was losing in the game.
Oh, he literally and then said
that. The video that I first saw was that one.
Yeah.
2 days after he put out an apology for the other one. And then he said, oh, that's my, I can't mess up again. Or whatever he said. Yes. 2 days after he put out an apology.
I can't mess up again. Not, oh, why am I saying this?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. What? So, fuck Willie Nelson. Fuck the bitch from...
Housewives. Auckland.
And fuck PewDiePie and everybody else. Fuck the dude who was for the Ferguson protesters, but till it got down the block. Fuck him. You know what I mean? Fuck all, like, what? You all have it in you. Like, it's in you.
It is.
I can't blame you because that's how the world worked. It's basic socialization, but it's in you, and you have to fight against that. That's all it is. What?
I don't know. I don't even know. It just...
It drew me for a fucking loop last night. I was just like, dude, I would have never known.
Like, I've been out, and I actually had a friend say, like, they did something nigga. And, like, my immediate reaction was, like giving them a face. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not okay.
Right.
Without even saying anything. And they felt so bad and immediately apologized. But it's like... I really haven't been friends with that person since when I think about it. And I'm not like a close friend, but just someone I would kick it with. And I was like, wow, like when I'm not around, is this not only happening, but is anyone else looking at you like, dog,
is this what
the fuck?
I'm thinking it is?
You know?
Cocaine, tall, skinny.
His friend.
Interesting.
His friend. I'm just like, you don't know.
I don't know. And it's just like, what? Like, it's just very shocking. And then I think about those moments where... And I can't even, like, call it a specific event.
Yeah.
But we've all had it where it's usually with microaggressions, but there's something that's, like, super fucked up, super racist, and all we can do, it's so awkward and, like, tense and, like, you just, like, laugh along with whatever happened or, like, just kind of, like, smile through it and be like, eh. Like, for instance, Fred Bird coming and, like, fucking with our hair. It's kind of like, what are we supposed to do? Pull off Fred Bird's head? You know what I mean? Like,
and Fred Bird, first of all, I don't know if it's the same motherfucker in the costume, but I've had interactions and he's played with my hair multiple occasions.
So, for anyone that's not from St. Louis, Fred Bird is our Cardinals mascot, and there's a lot of events where the mascot will come out, including our friend's wedding, including just coming through the office sometimes. Yeah. And every time Fred Bird is out, he puts his hands in specifically black people's hair.
Yeah, I've never seen him do it. He put like people's face in his beak or something, but like you literally just took yourself and did that?
Yeah, because that's your excuse. Like you're in a costume and you get to do that.
Yeah.
And I know you're not black.
No.
Because if you were black, you wouldn't be touching our hair.
Ooh.
So I just don't know. But in those moments, there's a term called tittering, and it's literally it's a word that encompasses just nervous laughing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god, like I just feel like I do that in those moments, but like not even recently, but like within the last few years, it's like there's no time for awkward laughing.
Yeah.
I want you to know exactly how fucked up you that was. And like back to the Willie Nelson thing, I was jamming along to the other songs too, and then that happened, and it's like, I'm gonna sit here and drink this beer.
Yep.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here, like, thinking.
And it is uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
And beyond that, it's like, even when you felt comfortable enough to say something, it was like, kind of brushed over.
I had to work up to that.
You know? Though. Yeah, you had to work up to it.
I had to wait three songs to be like, I should really say something. If you don't say anything, you're gonna be mad at yourself.
Yeah.
And then I said something, and it's like, that was fucked up. Right. Yeah. Four songs ago. You know what I mean? Like, we're moving on now. And it's just like, you can, though. I can't, you know?
No, I'm already done. There.
Yeah, I'm done now. Yeah. I want to go to bed. Like, I need some water so we can go. Like, I want to go.
Okay.
So, anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. I'm sure that other people that are in other interracial relationships might have been put into situations like that where it's like...
Yeah, it's not obviously intentional, but doesn't matter the intention, it's still the impact.
No, I guess what I'm saying is, like, I wish that everybody had my triggers.
Yeah.
And, like,
I wish
everybody felt as shitty as I did after I heard that.
Yeah.
That's the second verse. Listen to the whole song and four more songs before I even said anything. Then I saw a black girl come out and start dancing with him. Like, what?
I don't even know.
And then, so the point that I brought up earlier about not seeing the audience, it was important. They turned the camera, and I saw everybody that we think it is. Farmers. You know what I mean? But farmers don't dress in straw hats and cowboy boots. They dress in polos with their favorite sports team, and they work in your building.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not actual people that pull carrots out of the ground.
Yep.
That are singing along with that song. It's people that have that old-time bootstrap mentality. The ones that say monkey in a comment about a balloon race.
Yeah.
You know, it's the people that care more about windows than black lives. Like, it's just... it's pervasive and it's everywhere. It's even international. Look at Maria Sharapova. She's over there writing a book talking about how imposing and beast-like Serena Williams is. What? Because you lose? You don't have a rivalry. You just lose. That's not a rivalry. You're just mad.
But literally is far more endorsed than Serena, who's like a fucking champion. Mm-hmm. We'll be in the record books. Like, yes. I was just thinking about that with the Mayweather and what's his freaking name?
Yeah.
The Scottish guy, McGregor. And he literally, McGregor had so many endorsement deals. Mayweather literally made all his money from that fight, like mm-hmm. with no deals. Even though this person is, like, aside from how they're both problematic, he literally is not a boxer. He's mm-hmm. coming from a completely different sport and has all these different companies backing him.
Yep.
Like, what?
Yep.
Saying in the comments, little boy and some other shit. And
didn't he say monkey?
Yeah, he said monkey. Yeah. And it's like, because you guys accept it, we're supposed to accept it.
I'm like tired. I'm just like tired of whiteness. And like, also for the people that were non-white people of color, mm-hmm. like, I don't even know how you guys handle this, because first of all, you're left out of a conversation that honestly you're in, because black bodies are killed just as much as brown bodies are.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know how.
If we weren't here and if you were just here, it'd be the same. Yep. It's like,
you're literally being ignored in these conversations.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how you're doing that, but like, I'm just like at the point where I'm just like so sick of it. I'm sick of whiteness.
I'm sick of
being having to be in the situation and like have to listen to the rest of the song.
Yeah.
That's what I'm sick of.
Yeah.
I'm sick of having to hear it's worked for 200 years. What?
That to me,
I'm sick of that.
If you feel comfortable enough to say your opinion, good, because you've opened the door for me to say how I feel. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything repercussions from that,
bye.
Best believe I recorded the whole fucking conversation.
Yeah.
Woo, these people make me sick. I don't know.
It's a heavy show. It's a heavy life.
It's a heavy fucking
and
life.
And it's been a heavy last 3 days. To be honest, like, so that's why we had to come and record this. And
yeah. I feel somewhat better than I have been feeling, which is, like, sleepless, just
mm-hmm.
anxious. Anxious is definitely the word, so, yeah.
I mean, I hope you all out there are taking care of yourselves. And also, I know a lot of you from St. Louis are out in the street.
Yeah.
So you probably don't even get a chance to listen to this podcast right now, because you're going to be busy.
We'll be busy.
Thank you for being busy.
Thank you.
I mean,
hopefully we'll see you out there.
Maybe we should just call it and, I don't even know how this is going to be released. We actually have a bonus episode that we have planned. So I think maybe we should release this and then that bonus episode, just because it's a fun
one.
Yeah,
this is...
It also touches on some topics that I brought up here.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. We should definitely talk about this on Facebook, too, guys. There's some
Seriously.
Shit. So.
Let's keep it going. I'm drained. I can't.
I'm so tired. I'm just gonna hit stop. Like, bye. We'll talk to you next time.
We'll see you next week.
Ah, sorry. I thought we were done with the show.
We're back.
We're back because there's some new shit that just, like, it infuriates me. So, these brunching, lunching, drinking, drunky-ass gays that, especially the black gays, because in our community, we don't have many other gays. Like, we don't have...
It's very small in St. Louis.
And it's very, very white.
Yeah.
And, like, I understand that. But as you get older, at least in my experience, like, mm-hmm. I've just recently been connecting with other gays that are, like, black and different races, like, black and Mexican and other races, whatever. We've recently had a circle created, pretty much,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, okay, good. Like, now I can hang out with you and I don't have to go down to this bar and, like, weave through and, you know...
Yeah.
Anyway, it bothers me to see people who are out at these bars all day, all night. You're going to brunch. You're drinking through lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Literally 15 minutes ago, like at night, you are still at these bars dancing. Flawless, yes, bitch, slay, serving, da-da-da-da.
Some surface level bullshit.
You have said nothing. Not even online. Not even on Snapchat. Nothing. You have said nothing about your condition right now as a black person in America, and especially in your city, down the fucking street. You're at the Grove, which is two blocks away from motherfucking SLU's campus, where we have protesters. But you're yes, bitching and slaying.
For 12 hours, basically. For 12,
literally 12. I'm just like, I'm so frustrated. And you have to do, like, yes, this is, racism is white people's problem. They have to fix that. But say something. Like, I just feel like you're so vacant and, like, so vapid and just like, well, vapid life goes on. Like, this whole thing where people just want to get rid of their world and, like, use whatever vice they may have to escape from their skin. It's like, this isn't real.
Yep.
Like, how you said, like, people on Facebook talking about, I gotta log off so I don't have to see this shit. You do have to see this shit. You are this shit. There is no running from this shit. So whether you're drunk all day or not, you're still a nigga, and you're smiling with all these white gays who, when they're not around you, are like my friend tweeted last night. He said all these white gays laughing about the protesters. How exactly do you think you have the rights that you have now?
Ooh, because he said
black trans woman threw the fucking brick at Stonewall, not whatever that movie said. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Say something, because, like, you have the audience. And that's why I use my audience. I know. I have a lot of white folk that watch all the shit, and I may be the only black person that they're going to be paying attention to.
Yeah.
Because for a long time.
So use the fact that you're representing your race.
And I don't mind doing that.
To its advantage at this point.
I don't mind doing that at this point, because I want you all to feel uncomfortable with whatever comfort that you had before. Yep. I want you to erase that. And so you're dancing in a circle behind a DJ booth when the sun's still out, down the street from where a protest is, with people who clearly just don't even give a fuck about you.
I can't.
Have they checked in with you? Have they asked you how you've been?
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, I just opened up my Facebook. I got a message from somebody who lives in Springfield, 3 hours away. I met him once. He said, how are you feeling? What are you doing?
Sad.
Like, nigga, it's you. You're the problem. Are you serious?
I couldn't agree more.
Like, I know that there are problems. I know that it's hard to meet other POC in the gay community here, especially. I understand that. It is all white people, and you're going to make white friends. That's so not the problem. The problem that I have right now is you saying nothing of substance. All you're saying is, yes, bitch, yes, trig, this drama, that, grinder, this and that, da 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 da. Are you a person or are you your dick?
Okay.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Okay.
Like, do you not understand that we're in a fucking race war right now? You gotta pull your weight, nigga.
Put the fucking bottle down.
Put the bottle down. Put the fan down. Put the hat down. Put the glasses down. And say something. Do something. Even if it's one retweet, just do it.
Anything.
So vacant. Just like a fucking bobblehead.
Nothing going on.
I'm so... it's so frustrating.
That's real shit, though. There needs to be accountability by every... If you are a person of color, if you're not a person of color...
You gotta say
everybody
something.
Everybody needs to be speaking up.
Like,
because if you don't speak up, either you agree with it or you're an idiot.
That's where I am. That's really what it is. It's
okay.
Not, it has nothing to do with your drinking habits. I don't give a fuck about
that.
Let
me get some whiskey.
It's the silence.
Yeah.
It's the silence is my problem. It's the silence, and then I see you out having fun. And da-da-da. Do you not see what's happening? Are you not understanding? Mm-hmm. Oh, your silence is, it's deafening.
It is.
Like, I see that you don't care.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Like, ugh. So that's where I am.
Because you have no excuse, even if you don't personally know what to say, like you said, repost, reshare. That's spreading awareness, okay?
Yes, and you have this audience of these white gays who you may be the only person in their timeline.
Yeah.
I know I'm that for people.
Mm-hmm.
You may be the only friend on Facebook or on Snapchat. I know I'm that for some people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So use it. Use it wisely.
Right.
There's so many messages out there. Do you just not agree with any of them?
Or you don't fucking care.
Or do you not care? Like, the apathy is dangerous. Apathy is dangerous. They don't think that we're human. Do you understand that? They honestly don't think that we're human. They care more about windows than they care about our lives. Do you think you can dance to Rihanna and just pretend that doesn't happen?
Okay. It's sick.
Ferguson protests happen on the Grove, dude. People, like, dude, I delusional, wasteful. Wake up.
Wake up.
Like, nigga.
<For real?
laughs> I'm just so annoyed. We might break this shit into two parts or something. I don't know.
We don't know. It'll be what it is. It's
I'm just so angry.
I'm over her life.
What do we do about emails and stuff? All right.
Well, y'all niggas know the emails.
Right. Hold on. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to be peppy after all this.
I know.
All right. This is the part that I do. Damn!
Go in!
Shit. Okay. Guys, this is some real shit that we're talking about, so please email us at theblacktableis@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at blacktablepod. We're very popular on there. Our numbers may not show it yet.
but we're super popping.
We're super popping, okay? You can also find us on Instagram at theblacktablepod and on Facebook at The Black Table Podcast or facebook.com/theblacktablepod.
Word. You can find us on any podcast listening app. If you can't find us there, let us know because we want to get on there. And you can follow us individually. I'm everywhere online as STFU Strokes.
And just find me on Twitter at Khadesi, KHADESI. Hey, my tweet's been popping lately.
Okay.
So get to following a bit.
Look, I'm telling the truth right now. I'm so sick of... Follow me on Snapchat, too. I tell the truth, too.
Don't follow me on there. I gotta get a change my name. I made it when I was drunk, so my name is, like, Kadem. I have no idea.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
You can't change your name on there.
Okay, y'all. Well, we're so fucking tired. This is exhausting.
I mean, it's real. The podcast is real, okay?
Okay. Until next time.
See you.
Bye.
I've been down so long, they look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. It's straight up to my face.